It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. You know, usually what we do is we have Laura Kennard come in on a Monday, for example, and she'll talk about stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro when it comes to business events. Laura Kennard is also with Drake University, DMAC, and she writes for dmbizmixer.com. All kinds of stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro, but we're going to not do that today. We're going to spend some time talking on about something really important, not only to Des Moines, but I would say the entire state of Iowa, because we're going to be talking about immigration, welcoming immigrants to Iowa. And so we're going to go down that path. And with Laura is Patricia Grote, who is the executive director of the Iowa International Center. Laura, you never brag on yourself. You never talk about what you're doing, because you're doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just incredible. But today we're going to do that. We're going to spend some time talking about you and curated growth. What is curated growth? And welcome.
Yeah, so thank you. And I really appreciate the special time today. So so curated growth was established over a year and a half ago. And it was the catalyst was actually a project, which we'll talk about more. But something that had been on my mind for a while is that there's lots of wonderful resources for entrepreneurs and people wanting to start things and organizations that are wanting to grow.
Yes.
And those are fantastic, but we don't have a continuous community. And we don't always craft and curate the right resources for everyone. There's a little bit of a cookie cutter, and what we really wanted to do was to specifically custom curate resources that help people be more successful in what they're trying to endeavor to do from an economic development point of view or social entrepreneurship, nonprofit, and also create sort of an ongoing support community. And so curated growth kind of came out of this joke amongst myself and two partners that if we could only get paid for all the connections and all the people that
go.
We put together and curated, that we'd be millionaires by now, right? So my partners and I, Veda Grantham, who's the entrepreneurial chair with DMAC, Eric Henderson, who is a professor and at ISU, we all have worked with entrepreneurs, have had businesses of our own. And over the years, we've certainly connected people with grant money and competitions and all sorts of things. So then we saw this opportunity, or I saw this opportunity in my backyard, that was really to capitalize on, you know, from an entrepreneurial mindset, we don't look at it the same. There's this empty mall, Southridge, and we said, you know, we see an opportunity actually with entrepreneurs and how they can be used in order to really reimagine, reinvigorate that particular space. So we started working with Macerich, who owns Southridge Mall, or what we like to call Southridge Center or the Southridge Campus, and started having conversations with them about what would be a new good heartbeat. And we prepared a vision over 2 years ago. And then as the vision grew and we knew the components and the makeup of the neighborhood and the things that were happening around Des Moines and where there's gaps in need to have more focus in other parts of Des Moines besides downtown, which is so fantastic, but needing to bring new life to other areas. And this particular space sits on a great crossroads on the south side of town. And so over the summer, we found out about a very wonderful project, which is to bring a foreign-born welcome center to the greater Des Moines area. And because of our research that we had already done and the opportunity with this location, we just felt like it was a perfect match. And so we started to kind of do some homework and research and talking to lots of people who agreed that it would be a wonderful place to locate this welcome center. And one of the people that we had the opportunity to talk to was Patricia Grote at the Iowa International Center. And they not only agreed but said, we'd like to be part of that.
All right, well, let's turn this over to Patricia for just a moment. Patricia, welcome to the Business News Hour. I got lots of questions about what it is that you do. But we'll just start with, what is the International Center? What does this mean, the Iowa International? What do you do?
That's a really good question. We have lots of things that we do. We got started in 1938 welcoming refugees from Europe. And we have continued to work with refugees since that time. We remove language barriers, so we have English language classes, ESL, and we also have an interpretation service that we provide. We also do a lot of cultural education and cultural connections among people. And, you know, it's really something to have somebody from one ethnic background make connection with somebody else. It's really humbling, and that, you know, that's kind of about peace and prosperity and good neighborhood.
You know, everybody learns something that way as well.
Absolutely.
You know? So Patricia Grote is with us. All right, Patricia, we're talking about something happened in Des Moines, and I understand that. But I want to broaden this out a little bit for all of Iowa, because after all, you are the Iowa International Center, so it does have Iowa in your name. Are there other things like you across the state of Iowa?
There are many other organizations that work in the international sphere, whether it's with international visitors or welcoming refugees and immigrants to the community. But there's no welcome center like it's being concepted in Des Moines.
Right.
You know, in other parts of the country, other bigger cities, there are welcome centers. And they look a lot different depending on the community.
Sure.
But there's nothing quite like what we're talking about.
All right. As you have gone down this path, why is immigration and welcoming immigrants to Iowa such an important thing?
Well, I think it starts with the Iowa Nice concept. I mean, we really want to be a welcoming place to immigrants. We can go back many years, including just not too far in the past, to Governor Ray and his initiatives to welcome refugees. So we have that component, but it's also an economic component. We have a lot of jobs. We have low unemployment, and we need more people to do those jobs.
Sure. And Mary Bontrager, who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is vice president with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, constantly talks about people coming not only to the Des Moines metro area, but also Iowa and the United States. But there's something unique, isn't there, about people that come to Iowa? Because they're all oftentimes second.
Yes, there are people who come to Iowa first, but it's usually not their first stop on their journey.
Yeah.
But once they get here, communities build up, ethnic communities build up, and pretty soon other families and friends and follow them, and pretty soon we're growing our immigrant communities. It's really an exciting activity. It's not an activity, but it's exciting to see that growth and to see how people integrate into the community and how people like Laura and others welcome immigrants to Des Moines area.
And I would suspect when you were started in 1938, you've not been with the center that long.
Thank
I understand you. That. Yeah, But things have changed dramatically since then, I would imagine. At that time, we were welcoming lots of immigrants from Europe pre-World War II. And today, that has been now supplanted by not just European immigrants, but people from Central America and South America and Africa and the Middle East and Asia and India. I mean, this gets to be a real melting pot, doesn't it?
It certainly does. There are people from all across the world who come to Iowa. And some of it is for jobs. Some of it's for education. Many refugees do come to Iowa, but they come from all parts of the world.
Wow, it's fascinating. So, Laura, you are on Monday going to be doing this presentation about this overarching welcome center, before a whole panel of people. Where is this going to take place at?
Yeah, so it's going to be at the River Center. Correct me if I'm wrong, Pat. I think I've been working so long on the presentation that I might have forgotten where it is, but it's at the River Center. So the River Center, if you're not familiar with, is right across from... Right across from the Cubs?
Kinda? Principal Park, yeah.
Principal Park. Yep. So beautiful center, by the way, so it'll be a nice place to present. But we're actually kicking off the evening. There's going to be a total of 7 presenters, and we're the first ones that'll be presenting at 4 p.m.
4 o'clock on Monday. Okay, so let me come back to the facility, the structural facility. Mm-hmm. You're taking a look at what used to be called the Southridge Mall, which is virtually, from what I understand, pretty empty. You have DMAC out there and several other things,
yeah.
I think. But there's a lot of space.
Yeah. So just to give you a little bit of knowledge about that, it's located on the southeast corridor off of Highway 6569 coming up from, it's really on the right on county line going down from Polk County to Warren County, I think would be the next. So we have about 17,000 cars that drive from Des Moines, work in Des Moines, and go right past there. Plus we're right off the Highway 5 bypass, so about 15 minutes from anywhere around. And right now we have some outside retail, which is doing fantastic. And we have on the inside, Des Moines Area Community College has a job training, business resource center, a lot of also language, what we usually call ESL, but ELL, language
English
classes.
Is a second language.
Yes,
yes,
going on. And then also Drake opened about a year and a half ago their Head Start program, because that was an area that didn't have enough child care services and some of that pre-K, just giving them a head start,
sure.
Right? That's the whole program. And that was so popular, 80 students, that they are now expanding into a larger portion of the inside to serve more of the children in the area through that programming. But outside of that, there's nothing else inside,
yeah,
other than a 31,000 square foot space that the owners of the mall said, open that, operate that, figure out what could be done there and what makes sense there. And so we've had the opportunity to kind of operate in that space and really understand who comes there and really be spreading the word about what could happen there.
So if I understand it correctly, then this International Welcome Center in Iowa would allow people to be, you know, welcome from wherever they happen to be. But I think there isn't there an entrepreneurship. I mean, you specialize in entrepreneurship. Is there that thing part of this as well?
Yeah. So what we started out, first of all, just to make a quick comment, Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City does wonderful research with that organization about the impact of immigrant entrepreneurship in the United States. And certainly immigrants in Iowa and the greater Des Moines area have had a huge impact. Passport to Prosperity, which is something the Iowa International Center has a dinner that they do every year honoring some of the immigrant contributions. And so we know that that has such a huge impact on Des Moines. And so I've studied that quite a bit as a professor. I talked to my students about that. And so we also knew that we had a lot of entrepreneurs that want to help us reimagine that space, and it just so turns out a lot of them happen to be immigrants. So so really, there's such a great synergy between who's already there, and it's going to take entrepreneurial activities to create a sustainable space that can have an ongoing welcome center that isn't always dependent on, you know, some kind of funders like,
sure,
that are coming forward right now. So we believe that we can have a mix of revenues of new immigrant entrepreneur businesses incubating there and even locating there to create something that's welcoming to the public but also helps sustain the center itself.
And truly international at the same time. Wow, all kinds of things going on. Laura, thanks so much for doing this. This is way out of our normal thing. We usually talk about business events going on in the greater Des Moines metro, but this is a statewide. I really do think it's a statewide opportunity, because if people do come to Iowa and then they can migrate to the Des Moines area, maybe they can go to Cedar Rapids or Cedar Falls or Waterloo or wherever it happens to be, and where people are so anxious for folks to come for jobs. So thank you, Laura. And Patricia, thank you for adding a little bit of the international flair to this.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to talk with you.
All right. That about wraps it up. We got to go. Thanks so much for listening. Once again, that was our friend Laura Kennard from Curated Growth and Patricia Grote from the Iowa International Center. Big things on the horizon for all of Iowa and Iowa's immigrants. We will have links to Curated Growth up on our radio blog. Well, that wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Laura, and for Patricia, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.